Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the COVID-19 vaccine may be on its way to reviving the fortunes of two Latin American currencies. Well, that's according to a Bloomberg study of 12 emerging market currencies. And to find out more and the outlook for emerging markets in the coming year, we're joined today by Livia Yap, and she's a markets reporter at Bloomberg. Livia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely wonderful to have you with us. So, Livia, let's start off with this research of 12 emerging market currencies. It measured lockdown rates against vaccine coverage and relative valuations. And according to the report, the Mexican and Chilean pesos are in pole position to rebound on the back of vaccine rollout. What's the driving force there? And why is this different from other emerging market currencies?
Yes. So Mexico and Chile have higher lockdown rates, about 50%, compared with the rest of the emerging markets. On top of that, they also have better vaccine coverage, more than 100% doses for the population. So this gives them the edge whereby should the vaccine really work and the distribution go smoothly, they will be able to restart their economies faster than other markets. And on top of that, the pesos in both countries also have relative valuations that are quite reasonable despite a recent rally. Mm. The Mexican peso is neutral against its five-year average, whereas the Chilean peso is actually undervalued.
I see. So what about other emerging market currencies? Because I was just taking a look and the Czech Republic, it actually has the highest doses ordered as a percentage of the population. So what's happening there?
Yes. So the Czech Republic, its doses ordered as a percentage of population is actually at 172%, which is the highest among all of the emerging markets that we're tracking. But its lockdown rate is actually rather low at less than 30%. And it's also the most overvalued among these top 12 emerging market currencies in the study. Its real effective exchange rate is 5% above its five-year average.
And let's maybe bring it back closer to home. I know that there were 12 emerging market currencies measured, but what about the Malaysian ringgit? Because that's quite interesting. While the two pesos came out on top for the Bloomberg analysis, the Malaysian ringgit actually may fare less well. Why is that?
The ringgit is undervalued. So that produces potential, but at the same time, its lockdown rate is high at nearly 50%. But the main factor that that might be why the ringgit may fare less well is that Malaysia has procured just 25% of doses per population. Right. So without the vaccine coverage, it's less likely that the ringgit will be able to rally. On the other hand, you know, countries like Indonesia has procured 50%, which is slightly higher than Malaysia, but it does have a lower lockdown rate and also a slightly undervalued currency. So that one is not too optimistic either.
I see. We're speaking to Livia Yap, markets reporter at Bloomberg. Now, Livia, just moving away from currencies, but still sticking with emerging markets, as we enter into 2021, what are some of the key emerging market themes you see for the coming year? I mean, beyond the headway that we've had with vaccines, as we've spoken about with currencies, let's talk about the impact of perhaps the unprecedented stimulus that we've seen across the globe, especially in emerging markets. And what impact is that going to have? I mean, it has driven debt levels to all-time highs.
Yes, debt sustainability will be a big theme for 2021. After debt has risen to all-time highs, focus will turn to how countries are going to be able to pay for this stimulus. Mm. So there are somewhat worrying signs across global emerging markets right now, like South Africa, Colombia, and Peru. The rating trajectories there are all kind of imbalance. In Europe, Fitch Ratings has the highest balance of net negative outlooks for emerging markets there. So that's adding to worries on this theme. Another major theme is how central banks will adjust policies as vaccines roll out and the risk of inflation rises. For example, Turkey has also started rising rates, and in China, they're looking to normalize policy.
And let's just stick with Turkey for a minute, because it's had its fair share of headlines in 2020 as the lira depreciated more than any peer except the Argentine peso. What's on the horizon for Turkey in the year ahead?
Turkey's president is looking to pursue more market-friendly policies after he replaced the central bank governor in a shock move this year. So investors will be looking for more policy tightening to restore that confidence in the lira. It's also worth watching the U.S. sanctions on Turkey's arms industry.
So, okay, so speaking of the U.S. now, in terms of emerging market themes in the year ahead, we are about to see a political shift take place in the U.S. What impact do you see that having on emerging markets?
There's a lot of optimism that a Biden presidency will lead to warmer trade relations with China. So that could be less volatility there in terms of U.S.-China relations, leading to a more predictable market for China. On the other hand, Russia, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, they could be preparing for a harder time with a Biden presidency. It's also another big theme will be how Biden pursues its foreign policy with Iran. That's going to be closely watched.
So let's just break this down for a quick recap, Livia. And let's take a look at region by region. So I'm going to ask you whether you're bullish or bearish on the following and why. So let's start off with Latin America.
So Latin America has been a big laggard in the past year, and there is a view that it could catch up to emerging Asia, which has been the big winner of 2020 as vaccines roll out and, you know, we see a global cyclical recovery. But at the same time, like we spoke about before, there's a huge debt burden over there. And it also remains to be seen whether the vaccine rollout will be smooth there with the distribution problems and the medical technology needed. So while investors are more positive on fixed income for Latin America, currencies and stocks, not so much so.
And let's move on to Eastern Europe.
So for Eastern Europe, along with the Middle East and Africa, it's sort of in a middling position. It's also seen as a laggard that will catch up to emerging Asia as vaccines roll out and with this global cyclical recovery. But at the same time, the same problems with Latin America still stand. We don't know how the vaccine rollout will go. We don't know how the debt sustainability will look like. So it's also seen in a less positive position than emerging Asia. And coming to emerging Asia, you know, it handled the outbreak the best this year. And there's also a view that it will continue to do well as vaccines roll out.
You touched briefly on Africa, but we haven't really spoken about Africa. What's your outlook for Africa as an emerging market in the year ahead?
Africa, it was one of the surprising places where the lockdowns and the outbreak was handled quite well. But at the same time, it has the same problems as Latin America and Eastern Europe, whereby it's kind of a wild card in that we don't know how these emerging markets will fare compared with Asia. There is less sureness there on how they would do as the vaccines roll out and with the global cyclical recovery. We don't know whether the distribution of the vaccine will be as smooth.
And last but not least, Livia, bringing it back closer to home, what's your outlook for emerging Asia in the year ahead?
Asia handled the outbreak best, and it's likely to continue doing well. In a survey that we did on investors for the outlook for 2021, Asia, especially China, came out on top for stocks and currencies. Structurally, we're also seeing a shift towards investing in Asia and China in particular as an individual entity among global emerging markets. So these kinds of flows will support the region even after this year's outperformance.
Okay, well, Livia, thank you so much for all of your updates.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Livia Yap, markets reporter at Bloomberg, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.